Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just one round on Thursday, and our next guest, I'm predicting we'll hear his name called on Thursday night. He's one of the fast-rising guys in the NFL draft. Safety from the University of Connecticut, Obi Melifonwu, joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Obi, how much damage did I do to your last name?
You actually pronounced it correctly.
How often is it mispronounced?
I mean, a lot. I get a lot of different things, especially when people spell it. They put two N's, and I don't know how they get that wrong because there's only one. But, I've been dealing with it my whole life, so I'm used to it.
And it's quite nice when you have as easy a first name as Obi. Is that short for anything?
It's short for Obi Ajulu.
And that one I wouldn't want to try and or spell. So we'll stick with Obi if that's okay with you. I pretty much know the answer to this question, but just want you to confirm it. How's your off season going?
It's been busy, honestly. Been doing a lot of things, been traveling a lot. I'm trying to work out. It's kind of settling down now as we get close to the draft, so actually got the chance to go home, and I'm enjoying with my family right now.
Very nice, and we appreciate you carving out a couple of minutes with your fam. Tell them we send our regards after we finish up here. You have had a phenomenal offseason. It's been busy, as you say, but a phenomenal one as well. If you just graded on opening people's eyes in Indianapolis at the Combine, you would have probably been one of the top three or four players. You did great in all the drills that they have for the testees when they're out there. How much work did you put in when the season ended for preparation for the NFL Draft Combine?
I put in work for about 3 months. I mean, I graduated from the University of Connecticut, I think, on December 16th, and I was in Tampa, Florida, training on December 27th, and I was training right until the Combine, and actually went back to school to actually train for the pro day. So I've been training quite extensively.
And you got the results that you were looking for in Indianapolis. Naysayers would say, yeah, so what? He can jump. You got to jump for a ball every once in a while in the National Football League, but a standing broad jump isn't going to dictate whether you're a good football player or not. But your job is to just open eyes, and you accomplished that in Indianapolis. How much of all the work do you think you put in is actually going to show up when you make it into the National Football League, when you're drafted and you're playing for a team next year? How much of all of this work that you put in to get as skilled as you are in these particular drills is going to make you a better football player?
I think it's going to make me a tremendous football player. I know a lot of people say it doesn't translate, but one thing that the broad jump and the vertical jump show are explosiveness. And being a defensive player, you have to be able to be explosive in order to be, I feel like, a sound tackler, in order to make tackles. So I think that definitely translates. And then just really my position work translates. And just really my 40 kind of shows my speed, how I can have range, and how I can track down balls and really track down receivers if they end up, or running backs if they end up breaking out.
Obi, they measured you at over 6'3.5" at the Combine. That's big for a safety. That's big for a guy playing on the back end of a defense. What advantage do you garner from being over 6'3", playing DB, coming up in the National Football League?
I think there are a lot of advantages. Being 6'4", having long arms, it allows me to really shorten the window in terms of the quarterback window, and then it also allows me to have range on deep balls, and it allows me to really cover taller receivers and taller tight ends.
Obi, when you decided 4 years ago that you were going to the University of Connecticut, you were probably dreaming the dream of making the National Football League someday. When did it become a reality? When did you say, damn, you know, this isn't just not a dream anymore. This is going to happen.
It's funny you say that, actually. I've been dreaming of going to the NFL since I was the age of nine. And since I started playing football at the age of nine. And I really, really knew it was a dream that it could come true when I was a freshman in high school. Playing in my first game, I just realized that, I mean, I could go somewhere with this. And so I knew it was reality since I was a freshman in high school.
What was it about UConn that made you pick there to go to continue your career?
Excuse me?
What was it about UConn? Why did you become a Husky? Why did you pick Connecticut after high school to continue your career?
Actually, that was my only offer coming out of high school. I got blessed with the opportunity by Coach Don Brown, who was a defensive back coach at UConn at the time, and he gave me the chance. He gave me the opportunity to play D1 football. I mean, that right there was just incredible, because I mean, at that point in time, coming from UConn, I mean, Grafton, small school, I didn't really think I was going to get a scholarship, but I'm lucky enough that UConn gave me a scholarship.
Now, something's not adding up here. You're telling me that you knew as a freshman in high school that you were going to the NFL someday, but UConn was the only Division I college scholarship that you had offered to you. What did you do in that freshman year that had your confidence higher than anybody else because you only had one offer for a scholarship?
I just knew that it was something that I've wanted to do for a long time, and it also was a testament to God and my faith in God, because at that time, I mean, I would pray. I mean, I've been praying since the age of nine if this is His will, then let it be done. And I think that me leaning on God and Him and me just having full faith in Him led me really to where I am now.
We're talking to Obi Melifonwu, high-rising safety from the University of Connecticut, who's probably going to get his name called in the first round in the NFL draft on Thursday night. Obi, who's the best receiver that you had to face during your collegiate career this year or any other year?
I think the best receiver that I actually had to go up against was in 2015, actually, from Eastern Carolina, Justin Hardy. He was a guy that was really shifty. I mean, he can make guys miss, and he was just a great receiver. And then the other receiver that I went up against was actually from the same school, and Zay Jones. He's an incredible guy, a guy of faith, and a guy that I think is gonna be able to really prosper in the league and be in the league for a long time.
All right, who's the best quarterback that you faced off against? Because that's part of your job as a safety. You got to be able to read the quarterback. You got to be able to ahead of time think that you know where he's going to go with the football. Give yourself that edge. Lean just a little bit that way. Who is the guy who, as you try to guess along with him in game, you said, "Man, I got to be careful because this guy, he's outthinking me."
Definitely Teddy Bridgewater. I remember when we played Louisville, he came up here. That's a quarterback that knows his stuff, has a quick release, and is a dual threat guy, and is a smart guy. He doesn't really make bad decisions. So I think it was definitely Teddy Bridgewater.
When you played Louisville, did you have to chase Teddy down at any time? Because he could pull the ball down and make a play with his legs as well. Was it you and him mano a mano racing to the sideline at any point?
No.
That would have been interesting. You probably got a pretty good feel on this. You know that the members of the media and the like are suggesting that you have done a fast rise since the season ended and played yourself into a potential first-round pick. When you were out at the Combine and since at your pro day, the teams that you've talked to, which ones do you think has shown the most interest?
There are a lot of teams that have shown interest. Basically, all the teams that really need a safety have shown interest, or a DB that have shown interest.
Do you have a preference as to where, if you could dictate, if you were dreaming the dream as to knowing who has interest in you, you think it's a good fit, and or a town that you think you'd like to play in, do you have a preference as to who calls your name on Thursday night?
Honestly, at this point, no. I mean, like you said, dreaming the dream, my dream has just always been to play in the NFL, and whatever team that may be for, I'll be happy enough that they picked me and that I could help the team accomplish something like winning a championship.
All right. When you were working out at the Combine, there are some other safeties that are pretty highly regarded in this upcoming draft and are also going to be first-round picks. Did you hit it off with any of them? Were there any guys that you became, even though you'd never played against them or met them before, got tight with that you will be specifically watching on Thursday? Because where they're selected may have an impact on where you're selected.
Oh, of course. There was a lot of great safeties at the Combine and even the Senior Bowl. They go in terms of really having a relationship with them. I was so focused on the things that I had to do at the Combine and so focused on what I wanted to accomplish that I didn't really get a chance to really mingle or really communicate with them. But I know that they're all great safeties, and a lot of them are going to get picked in the first round. You have Jamal Adams, a great safety. Malik Hooker, he's a great safety. Buda Baker, they're all great safeties, and whatever team drafts them, they're definitely going to be getting a great player.
But if a team asked you, Obi, we're going to take a safety in the first round, and all the safeties are available, why should we call your name out? Why should you be the first safety off the board? What would you tell them?
I would definitely tell them that my name should be the first one off the board, not only because I'm a great player on the field, I'm a great player off the field. I'm a guy that's dependable, accountable. And then on the field, really, I mean, I offer a lot. I have my size, my speed. I offer versatility. I'm able to cover down on the box. I'm able to cover tight ends. I'm able to play in the post. And I think that in terms of the safeties in this year's draft, I'm really the only one that could say that I could do all those things. And not only am I just saying it, I have film and tape to prove it.
You certainly have the size to do all of those things. Since you wouldn't tell us a team that you think you have specific interest in because they have specific interest in you, I'll ask you then, what team did you root for growing up?
Oh, definitely the Patriots. I'm a New England guy. I mean, I've been a Patriots fan since I could really watch football.
That's not a bad team to pick. But here's the problem. They don't have a first-round pick. First of all, if they did, it'd be at number 32, and I think you can go higher than that. But secondly, they don't even have that pick. They traded that pick. What's it going to be like playing against? Let's say a team like the Dolphins were to select you, and you had to go up against the Patriots twice a year for the next umpteen years. How would you handle that?
I would see it as a challenge, and honestly, I'd be excited about it because, I mean, even though I'm a Patriots fan, I would love to intercept Tom Brady. I think that's definitely one of my goals. If I'm on an opposing team to intercept Tom Brady, just because it's not done often, and he's an elite quarterback. He's a quarterback that I think that can play another 6 years if he really wanted to. So that would definitely be something I'd be looking forward to if I got the opportunity.
Are the Dolphins one of the teams that did show interest in you?
Yeah, actually, yeah, they actually did. I actually went on a visit with them.
Yeah, I think that's a possibility from where I think you deserve to go value-wise in the draft, and they could use a little help with safety. I'm not predicting anything here, but I would say I wouldn't be shocked if they call out your name with their pick in the first round. Last thing, do right by one of your teammates. Who's the UConn guy that may get passed over in the draft that you will advise your team as soon as you're drafted? Hey, undrafted free, I'm telling you, my teammate, this kid, he can play in the league. If we can get him, you should put a call into him right now. Do you have a teammate that you think could be joining you in the NFL?
I think there's two, actually. Two guys that haven't really been getting looked at, but, I mean, I got the opportunity to play with them for 5 years. Matt Walsh. He's a guy that loves the game of football. He has high character. He's not a guy that gets in trouble. He's a great teammate, and the things that he's done for our team, he was a captain. The things that he's done for our team is incredible. He plays linebacker, and he might even play fullback. And then the other guy is Michael Myers. He's a D tackle, another guy, great character guy. He was another captain on our team, a real great leader. And I think those are two players that are getting overlooked, but if a team were to pick them, they wouldn't be disappointed.
Fair enough. Where are you watching the draft on Thursday night?
Oh, at home with my family.
Have you already laid out the menu? Did you tell Mom what you expected to be served?
Not yet. I'm really not that pressed about it. I just really want to enjoy the time with my family, my friends, whoever's going to be there. Because I mean, I haven't really seen them in a while, and I mean, those are really the people that have been around since the start. So I'm just really looking forward to Thursday.
Something tells me Mrs. Melifamu will put out a nice spread for you guys on Thursday night. We appreciate you coming on board with us. Looking forward to hear your name called on Thursday. Obi, have a good career. Appreciate a couple minutes of your time here today.
I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.